Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
When the light is in your face, as the sun is coming down, when you're standing in one place, as the world goes round.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Let's talk about Toronto for a second. Now, I know the city hasn't had the best press recently, what with its crack-smoking mayor and all. But hey, there are a lot of good things about Toronto, too. The CN Tower, a world-class film festival, a great food scene, and an abundance of talented musicians. One of them is Doug Paisley, a singer-songwriter who has just released his third album, called Strong Feelings. We'll talk with him in just a minute, but Doug is here with his band, and they're going to play some songs for us on Soundcheck today, beginning with this one called Song My Love Can Sing.
Always got the last word when you were broke down and you cried. And I reached out to hold you till your tears had all dried. Later you lay sleeping and I, with my eyes open wide, saying, why can't I be satisfied? When love is by my side, how much farther will I go till I know? This is a song my love can sing. This is a memory from that time. For all its sadness it won't bring her back to my side. I can make sense of it all. I can get to know the very moment your memory comes to call. And in the time I find myself alone, I never wonder once at all. Oh, why can't I be satisfied when love is by my side? How much farther will I go till I know? This is a song my love can sing. This is a memory from that time. For all its sadness it won't bring her back to my side.
That is Doug Paisley from Toronto here in our New York studio with his song My Love Can Sing. His latest album, his third, is called Strong Feelings. It is out now. And playing with Doug today on Soundcheck, David Nagler at our piano, Doug Keith on bass, Matthew Barrick behind the drum kit, and Doug Paisley, of course, playing guitar and singing and Welcome, Doug.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
How often do you get called Brad?
Well, as you might expect, it does come up. In fact, Brad's father, who I believe is his road manager, his name is Doug.
Really?
So,
but you're not related?
No. Apparently there are Irish Paisleys and Scottish Paisleys, and I'm the Scottish and they're the Irish.
All right. Now, Scottish or not, are you a lifelong, what do you call a resident of Toronto, a Torontonian?
Yes, born and still being raised.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
And what is the demotic? Is it Torontoan, Torontonian? What do you call yourselves?
Well, it's changed, like as you mentioned, in the last few months, but with our current mayor. But Torontonian, I think. Yeah,
it's changed just in the last month. So now you call yourselves like Windsor or Ottawa.
Yeah, exactly. Ottawaian or Montrealer. Yeah.
So how much country music is there in Toronto? I mean, you're certainly not the first Canadian artist to have a country sound, Neil Young, you know, mm-hmm. some of his stuff. Mm-hmm. But is there a country music scene up north?
Definitely, yeah, yeah. And it's heavily influenced, I mean, it's, some would say derived from a lot of the American country music, but there are a lot of very big country acts and country scenes going on that are, just north of the border.
Right.
There's a famous country Canadian music legend named Stomping Tom Connors, for instance, who nobody down here would have heard of, but everyone in Canada knows him, and he's part of this big scene. So.
Stomping Tom Connors?
Stomping Tom Connors, he plays with a, he passed away recently, but he was around for decades and decades, and he played with a plywood board in which he played all of his percussion, stomping his foot while he played guitar.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's like an old Norwegian trick. All the fiddlers, they'd put like a piece of wood under their foot and provide their own accompaniment.
Exactly. Yeah.
It seems like, you know, you've had a couple of different kind of musical circles to pull from in your records. Leslie Feist mm-hmm. was on your last record.
That's right, yeah.
And Garth Hudson of the band mm-hmm. is on both the last record and on this one.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, I mean, it does in some ways tie in with the Toronto music community. I mean, they're both either active in it or associated with it.
Although Garth has lived here in New York State
for quite some time, but he originates from the Windsor area, as does the band. And so through Canadian connections, like other musicians, you know, wherein a city suddenly gets a lot smaller once you're just dealing with musicians, I hooked up with him through other players. And he does come up to Canada. He just did a Canadian tribute to the band, actually, with Neil Young and a bunch of other Canadian bands. So he's still fairly active in Canada as well.
And so he's playing all of the keyboards, some of the keyboards?
In this particular album, he actually just did one session, which was on a Steinway piano, which belonged to Glenn Gould. It's a famous Steinway called CD318. And so he was part of this project where we went to Ottawa, where that piano is now housed. And Glenn Gould used it exclusively for almost a decade. And so that's all he plays on the album.
Is this the piano that Glenn Gould recorded? It must be that he recorded at least one of his Goldberg variations.
Well,
on.
Actually, funnily enough, it's not, because they were at the
really?
Beginning and end of his career.
Right.
And the bulk of his material, which I guess is through the 60s, he spent his early career coming down to Steinway in New York and searching for the perfect piano and cursing all of their grand pianos. And then he found this one, and he used it. He was obsessed with it. I mean, some say he was an obsessive person generally, but he's obsessed with this piano. And then after a recording session, it was dropped off of a shipping dock and destroyed. And so by the end of his career, he was onto a Yamaha. Mm. Very interesting stories about him and pianos, but the bulk of his recording was done on it, and it's a very interesting piano.
Did you get to play it? Do you play the
piano? I wasn't supposed to, but we recorded from about 10 p.m. to 10 a.m., so there was a quiet lull where the security guard was asleep, and I sat down and applied my limited skills to it, and it's a very beautiful instrument.
Yeah. I mean, here in the States, even so many years after he's gone, the name Glenn Gould, especially in classical music mm-hmm. circles, still well-known, and film circles, too, because of all the documentaries
That's
made
right.
about him. But, man, in your neck of the woods, he must be just, like, huge, an icon.
Yeah, I mean, he really is ingrained in Toronto. I mean, as a record collector, it's easy to find his albums in Toronto. I mean, it's almost, I don't think people take him for granted, but he's sort of so pervasive that, you know, we almost don't talk about him. We all just know, you know.
Doug Paisley talking about the late classical pianist Glenn Gould. Now, you didn't just make the pilgrimage to Glenn Gould's piano. You made another pilgrimage way farther down south to Lee Scratch Perry's place in mm-hmm. Kingston, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
What was that for?
I'm friends with Earl Chinna Smith, who's a rhythm guitar player. If you look at most reggae records through the 70s, the odds that he isn't on it are pretty slim. He's just everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so I go down once a year, more or less, and just basically play guitar with him for a week, which is amazing. We both wear out our fingers and leap. And his place is kind of a hub now for reggae music. So all the reggae musicians I used to listen to growing up all come through his place. And Lee Perry, we just missed him on this trip, but someone offered to take us to his studio, which is no longer active. It's essentially a hole in the ground, but it's still a fascinating place to visit. It's a concrete bunker with another raised concrete bunker, which was his control room. And you can go there. And if you want to go to Kingston, Jamaica, which not everyone does, you can go there and you can go and tour that studio. And it's, if you're into reggae,
about 3 minutes and
well, no, we were there for quite a while. His brother was the tour guide and he sort of showed us around and spoke with us. And he's such an interesting, fascinating person, and that's reflected in this place.
And this is the place where, I mean, Bob Marley, but really just about every reggae or dub artist of note passed through and made records.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right, so, and you just go down there to play.
I mean, I feel like you're tempting fate when you vacation in Kingston, Jamaica, but at the same time, I feel like as long as I know this guy and can do this, I should, because I'll never go there on my own. So
does that experience ever sort of bleed into the songwriting? I mean, your songs are such a apparently sonic world away from that.
My first professional experience was playing reggae. Toronto has a huge Caribbean population, so the first bands I played in were reggae bands. I don't think I do anything near to that, and I think it's tricky to do that without being overly referential.
Yeah.
But the amount that I listen to it, I'm sure it's bound to seep in, you know, subliminally at least.
You want to play a song for us next?
Absolutely.
All right. This one's called It's Not Too Late to Say Goodbye. Doug Paisley's most recent album, his third, is called Strong Feelings. It is out now, and here's Doug once again with another live performance in the Soundcheck studio.
anything else. Still, I know I would not change a thing. It's time to still be standing. It's the only thing that means anything.
Doug Paisley doing his song It's Not Too Late to Say Goodbye. Doug Paisley and the band performing here in the Soundcheck studio. The third album by Doug Paisley is called Strong Feelings. It is out now, and it includes a song called Radio Girl. Let's hear that next.
I turned the radio on 25 years ago. They were playing your song. I looked for you on the town. Thought I was tracking you down, but you were there. Drifting too far from the shore, when there's nobody else to cling to anymore. I turn the radio on. Traveling on. He used to glow as
Doug Paisley and a song called Radio Girl, live performance with his band here in the Soundcheck studio. You'll find that on his latest album called Strong Feelings. And Doug Paisley here in our New York studio down from Toronto. You know, Canada, United States, neighboring countries, you'd figure similar musical tastes, and certainly there are Canadian artists who are well known on our side of the border. But, you know, you were mentioning before this Stompin' Tom Connors guy, or so big in your area but unknown in the States. Do you find there's a difference between Canadian audiences and American audiences?
I mean, the like Margaret Atwood, who's a famous Canadian writer who...
Sure.
Yeah. She calls the border the world's largest one-way mirror, you know? And in that sense, I mean, Canadians are like scholars of American culture, you know? But you can go into a film, like a video store, if you can find one, in Canada, and you'll find the Canadian films in the foreign section, you know?
Really?
Like, I mean, that's a little extreme, but it happens, right? In terms of specific personality differences, I haven't really. I find that every crowd is its own terrifying singular beast wherever I am. So I've yet to play. Maybe with years and years of experience, I'll get all calloused and I'll be like, oh yeah, this is a Kansas crowd, or this is a Saskatchewan crowd.
What do you make of New York crowds?
New York crowds, I mean, one thing that means a lot to me is people come up after the show and say hi, and people here are not shy in that way, which I really like. I don't think I've ever had a bad time playing here. I haven't had a bad time in a lot of places, but I've always had a great time playing here. I think I get excited being here, so I think that in turn informs how I play. So
what else is happening back home? Is there a name or two that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, there's a guy, he's my favorite songwriter in the world, and he's the son-in-law of Gene McClelland, who wrote Songbird, Put the Hand in the Hand. Mm-hmm. His name is Al Tuck, and I'm trying to get people in Canada to listen to this guy because he's just incredible. But here as well, if you ever just check him out, I just think all of his songs are incredible. He wrote a song called Food for the Moon, which is about the life of Gene McClelland, and it's just the most incredible ballad. So that's one guy I would say to
Al
check
Tuck.
Out. Al Tuck. Leonard Cohen, Neil Young, you might want to check them out. There are
yeah,
other great
you know,
Canadians,
I think
you know.
I could probably find something on the Google there. but, you know, that's, I mean, there's always something, you know, even in this age where everything's at your fingertips, there's always something you need somebody to say, hey,
exactly.
check this out. Kind of why we're all here, isn't it?
Right, absolutely.
Doug Paisley and the band performing tonight at Joe's Pub. The new album, once again, called Strong Feelings, is out now. Doug, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This time I'm writing to you in a song. Songs can travel over walls, across great spaces and through time. A little song to say I love you.
You know, I know you've tried to reach me in my dreams, but we could only speak in broken lines of poetry. It was so easy because I love you.
Love is just a dream,
a beautiful dream.
Time has robbed us blind to all these precious moments. Just a dream, a beautiful dream, and time has robbed us blind to all these precious moments. Golden rings upon your finger, shiny things that linger, I've had to let them all. Still I know that I love you.